In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
And that's going, all right, podcast audio going, Facebook Live going. Folks on a Facebook Live are looking at that video, and that person you see next to me on screen is Ricky L. Hines of AmericansUnitedAgain.org with the corresponding podcast that could use a new episode or two, especially in these times, sir.
Don't judge me, nigga. I'm getting my life together. This is a long-term game, and so, yeah, my life has to be together, too.
Word.
My life matters, too. So my mental health matters, and I'm taking care of that. Once that's knocked out and I feel comfortable, yeah, like, shows come off hiatus.
Yeah, but no. I gotta wonder if it would help if the whole West Coast would secede. Like, I think folks on the West Coast would feel a lot better, like, we're not a part of that shit anymore.
Shit, nah, I mean, people say that, like, man, it sounds like it's a good idea, but it's only a good idea maybe in, like, 25 years. Like, The first 25 years is going to be hella rough, because you're going to have companies that move out of the state because of worker protections, even though they lose out on, you know, a lot of the business there. So, you know, it's kind of it would be rougher than people think. Like, it's not gonna be no fucking honeymoon. It's not gonna be like, bye, I'm done. We a whole another country and we cool now. Nah, California got its problems too. Like, outside of LA and Frisco, like, this motherfucker red. Let's just be real.
Yeah,
it's a red state outside of LA and Frisco.
Isn't that how all of them are, though? As soon as you leave the city, it's just fucking bumpkins. Everywhere you go is the fucking south outside of the cities. Like, where I am in this
part?
Yeah, in this district, like, it wouldn't even make any sense for me to be an activist or politically active. It's too red. It's the kind of red where, in December, when you go get customer service somewhere, they lean in on it. Merry Christmas! Like, it's the Bill O'Reilly crowd out here. They're fucking sick.
Damn. If you had to say Merry Christmas with that much disdain, maybe, like, that's... maybe you shouldn't say it. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
Yeah, they don't even sound like they're enjoying themselves. But Jesus Christ, why are we here, though? Remy Ma dropped another record on Nicki Minaj. Folks know what? Nicki Minaj is a performance artist from Queens, New York, and I said Nicki Minaj, right? Performance artist from Queens, New York, and Remy Ma is a hip-hop artist from the Bronx, New York. Yes, I am choosing my words quite deliberately. And Remy Ma's from Terror Squad, with folks like Fat Joe, Cuban Link, Tony Sunshine, Big Punisher, you know, the Terror Squad, Shorty Rock LD. Hope he's not back in prison again. Keep Shorty Rock LD's ass out of the pen, please. And I don't follow popular culture well. I last time I updated my Instagram was like a meme like 3 weeks ago. On Twitter, my tweets are auto-tweets from Facebook posts. Like, I really don't know much of what's going on in popular culture. So I covered the first one with Michael Wright from the Something in Common podcast. And he explained some of the things to me, so I'm somewhat caught up. But then she makes more popular culture references in this one, which is shorter. And we'll go ahead and just play the whole thing straight through. I mean, maybe I'll get a hankering to stop and pause and talk about what she's saying, or ask Ricky to clarify something if I don't understand it, and we'll figure out what's going on here. All right, let's see. And I'm not going to put this on video because on YouTube it's just an image. All right, and it's an image. It says Remy Ma, another one. And then it has like a, I guess it's an image of Nicki Minaj, bloody, with the word deceased. All right.
Funk Master Flex Night. Funk Master Flex Night. Funk Master Flex
Night. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Not again. Rap! I guess you know now who the head bitch is. I'm a savage, I be killing dead bitch. I bet you wish that you ain't never said shit. Now they so busy shooting videos. And I'm like, nah, where the fuck is your song? I mean, come on, you know the pub wants some bars. I'm Remy Margarito. I ain't sparring with you bozos. My rap's too hard and you Miguel Cotto.
I mean, so far, like 40 seconds in, I mean, it sounds very intro-like.
But you know what, though? It sounds, you know what it reminds me of? Drake's Back to Back.
Which I've also never heard.
Like, that's the vibe that I get from it. Maybe I'm tripping. And she did hit it. I mean, she did hit her Drake style with the two back to back before you even say anything type shit. So, you know. Maybe I'm reading into shit. Maybe that's just me. But I don't know. Facebook, fam, podcast. What y'all think?
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, right, and right now in the comments section, Afiner said, she said, but Nicki still sucks, and that shit was weak. And also said, Minaj, I like the beat, but this was weak. And Michael Wright's there. Michael Wright said, it's the back-to-back beat. Oh, so she's using his instrumental.
I thought that was, I knew I wasn't tripping. Like, I was like, why does that sound so, okay.
Okay, so that's what's happening. All right, so I'll take it back about 8 seconds and we'll continue on.
The fuck is your song? I mean, come on, you know the pub wants some bars. I'm Remy Margarito. I ain't sparring with you bozos. My rap's too hard and you Miguel Cotto. I swear to God, this shit.
All right, my rap's too hard and you were Miguel Cotto?
Yeah, the boxer.
Oh, is that someone who lost? Or is that a homophobic reference? Was that the boxer that came out as gay after he said he got high and did a pornography film? Or am I thinking of someone way else?
I don't know. I know he's had his ass whooped a couple times.
Oh, so. Oh, is that it? And you know what? The cat that I'm thinking of, and it's in the archives on like 2 episodes ago of The Wine Cellar, that the boxer that I'm thinking of, I just can't remember his gosh darn name. That fool, like someone came at him on some homophobic shit, like after he came out as gay and was like trying to flex on him. And it's like, I guess they forgot that he was a boxer and they know now.
Wow.
Yeah, they learned. All right, let's see. All right, so continue on, Remy from the Bronx.
Bozos, my rap's too hard, and you Miguel Cotto. I swear to God, this shit a real fraud. Bet you wondering how I know your problems. It's a lot of people that you really bothered. They were selling footage, and you know I bought it. This ain't a
Wait, they were selling footage? What, is this like revenge porn or some shit? Like, what are they on?
I don't know what this is.
Because I'm not. I'm against revenge porn. Like,
I don't know what the fuck it is, but sometimes you ever have somebody tell you that you don't want no problem with them, and then you still fuck with them, you still talking shit, and then they give you that work, Nicki. Miss Minaj, don't do this. Even give her some piecemeal bars because I don't think you can continue to handle this.
I think about back in the old. I mean, and I hate that the Jay-Z and Nas is the battle that we all point back to. You know, because there were way more battles than that in our culture and mainstream and underground. Mm-hmm. But like, point back to Jay-Z and Nas and how, remember, like Mobb Deep got pulled into that. And remember what Jay-Z did with Mobb Deep, where he got those old pictures of Prodigy in the dance classes. and he was in like the dance class clothes and put that shit up on the Hot 97 thing. Shit gets grimy when folks pull shit like that. Or like, I mean, and then like, again, Jay-Z dropped the "You Know Who." Did you know what? What you know who? But let's keep that between me and you, right? And I mean, that's such a obviously alluding to the most obvious of obviousness. And then it was like, you knew what was coming, and it sure did. And then what's her name? Carmen. She went and did that interview in the, I think it was the Source magazine. She went and did that interview, and like, she had already told Nas about it, but it wasn't public. And I mean, of course, you know, toxic masculinity in that interview in the Source magazine. She said the first thing Nas said was, "Is he bigger than me?" Like, yes, man. That's the most relevant thing about you. Let's check the chat room. What up?
Nah, I ain't got words for that one. Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah, Mr. Jones. Damn, Mr. Jones.
All right. Afina is the most interactive person in the... I know a lot of folks are at work right now, but Afina's in the chat room said, did y'all see the photo Remy released of Nicki in a G-string and a tiny top on all fours before she had all her work done? You know what? Somebody did post that in my comment section when I made the post asking if anyone wants to go live. And that was my homeboy DJ Billy that I went to high school with. And yes, I did delete that comment because I know that people with children and families like look at my post and shit. So I don't want to have like surprise, you know, softcore porn when someone is looking at my content with their children, you know? So I did delete that comment, and then Afina posted a link to it's on hiphopdx.com. It says Remy Ma shares and deletes old risque photo of Nicki Minaj. Okay, yeah, I mean, see, share and delete. It's on the internet. It's on there forever. It ain't going nowhere.
Nah, it ain't. Nah.
All right, let's see. Oh, and Fire
Some
Andrew.
People you just don't fuck with.
Yeah.
Like, Remy is just not that nigga to fuck with. Like, why? You know.
Yeah, and it's not... Remy ain't even really, like... She's not that raw. Like, she lost to Lady Luck in face-to-face freestyle battles twice. You know? So, like, I keep that in mind. Like, let Lady Luck jump in if she feels like it. Lady Luck should jump in. As hell, this could make this a good tax year for you. All right, let's see. So, we're 50 seconds in. Let's see where Remy continues on with this.
Little L, wait. You took a big L. You took it in the crease, yeah. You on the bench, you really proud. She was absent, an automatic ass. Waited 4 days, my, where you been? I came here in the Rari playing Little Ken. Don't know what made you think that you could rip rim, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all spit. I mean,
wait, so she said, what made you think you could fuck with Rim? Did Nicki start this?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh,
from
shit.
From what I recall. And then, fuck. Remy warned her ass, too. And what's that song? Wait a minute. I think... Have you heard that song before?
I have not.
Her verse? Let me see if I could find it. Hold up. Just her verse. Like, this was the first shot where she was just like, chill, you don't want no piece of me. And I was like, oh, nigga.
Oh, you're pulling up the audio now?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see if I can find it.
All right. Ricky's pulling up that audio. I'm taking a look at the chat space. It's hard to see how these, like, what the chronological order of these comments is. Michael Wright said, but didn't Remy have some work done as well? Yeah. You see that stuff? I never know these things. Whoop, let me drop that. I'm trying to get it so I can. I'm going to have to use the other device so I can see all the darn comments. Riva Loco said, in Sheether, Remy outlines the 3 or 4 tracks that she felt Nicki was throwing shots at her. And then Fina said, but don't know what it was specifically while she was in prison. Nikki talk. I heard Nikki talk some shit. Now, at the beginning of the 7-minute track, there's an audio clip saying "Free Remy," and by that voice, it sounded like the Nicki Minaj doing, you know, with the way that she kind of does her cartoonish little voice, that it does not appeal to me, like, as a hip-hop head. I mean, and, you know, there's some high-pitched MCs that I dig. Like, I liked when the Brat first popped on the scene, like, she was a lot more high-pitched. Same with us. Oh, you got it?
I think so. Hold on.
All right, let's see. See what we got here. Oh yeah, Ricky. Hey, Ricky, thank you for showing me how to get... You and Michael Wright, I think, showed me the jingle palette.
Yeah.
So now I have my soundboard.
Actually, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just message it to you on Facebook. Because my audio is tripping.
Yeah, it's so dope. Like, I can just go straight to my...
At, like, 2:03.
2:03.
Yeah, America united again.
Her bars come in.
Ricky is fucking black.
Yeah, got that soundboard. And then this is one...
It is what it is.
You gotta hear this whole miniature segment, but this is a piece from it, from Alex Jones.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
He was talking about Donald Trump, and just that's my kind of Freudian slip right there. Yeah. Oh, there's a knock on the door. Hold on, let me get that. Ricky, keep talking, keep the show going.
Oh, hey niggas, I don't even know what to say. But yeah, I guess I'll talk about some of the reaction from Twitter. Like, I heard that like Remy got dragged for the second one, but I mean it's all right thus far. I mean, she can't give you Sheether every time, people. Jesus. Like, Sheether's gonna go down as a classic, man. You can't get that back to back. Name me one artist who's put two diss tracks out back to back that was as fire as Sheether. Period.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's good that you said that. It's that makes it good that I brought you on here, because I would have been a lot meaner, where I would have been like, it wasn't a good idea to come back so fast. Because also, like as an MC myself in the art of battling, like I see it as an argument. And you put out too much stuff before you get a response, and you're giving them too much to respond to. Now all they gotta sit down is just look at your line by line and just respond to each line, and they can just come back with a 4-minute track arguing back. You know, like, you're just...
Yeah.
She may be inadvertently handing her ammunition.
Yeah, but I think what was done is basically she draped her ass on purpose. Like, that was the whole optics of the track, was you still ain't saying shit. You on Twitter running your mouth just like Meek. Here, let me go ahead and hit you with that Drake, that light-skinned Canadian. So, you know, hey.
You know what else, though?
Light skin T-dotted.
I'm an old nigga, man. So, like, you know, I'm from the days where we had to wait until the next album came out to see if there was a diss track, right? Like, we had to wait until the whole next damn album, especially for West Coast, because West Coast niggas didn't have a mixtape circuit.
Yeah, or they would just drop the track off at the radio at, like, K-Day or 92.3, but, yeah. Hey, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, the most underrated diss track, Dollars and Cents.
Underrated? I think it has the most overrated punchline.
You took out the G because the G ain't in you?
Yeah, I think that punchline, folks have been riding on that one too much, and they forget that there's a whole battle and an argument and a beef around that line. You know, like, years before that, because 8 and Quick, their shit goes back to, like, 1988. Their shit is old. You know,
they should go back to high school, nigga. Literally.
And
88 Quick was at Centennial.
Oh.
Yeah, 88 Quick was at Centennial. Quick graduated from Centennial in 91. I graduated from Centennial in 2002.
Damn. Yeah, that shit. Yeah, it is a lot more than just that one alphabet line. I didn't get your did you send it to the William Joseph Jackson on the Facebooks?
Nah, was William J. Jackson to me?
I didn't get it. You may not have hit enter.
Damn. Nigga, why I sent it to Leslie?
Leslie Mack.
Shout out to Leslie Mack. I'm sorry. You go see it in your inbox. That was me. It was purely an accident. I'm rusty. Yeah, there you go.
Somebody said, William, where do you live? I'm in Illinois in the goddamn suburbs, the creepy ass motherfuck suburbs. All right, let's see. So, okay, Ricky Loco just sent me this, and you said go to 203, and you said this is where it started?
Well, this was the first track that I heard where Remy was like, hey, chill the fuck out.
Oh.
You don't want these bars.
Where the first morning, okay, then YouTube has to give me an advertisement because advertisements. Yeah, not going to buy the product. Thank you, bye. Okay, World Star Hip Hop, go to fast forward to... All right, I have it at 153. Let's bring the volume up.
Wait a minute. Start shit, then I finish. Hard head on this. Diamonds on my wrist, glitz. Nigga, let me bitch a minute.
I'm a Tim's bitch, got my boots on. Got the X-Cons in the Yukon. I don't steal, bitch. I kill, bitch. About to catch me a new charge. Same bitches try to call me. That's how I knew y'all was phony. I be putting in that work, taking in the church, cause I leave them holy. Will I smoke this bitch? Yes. Probably fail my piss test. Get rid of those fake breasts and put a vest on this bitch chest. It's lunchtime, she food. Okay. I'm Troy Ave with that tool. Both hands on it like noon. Remy Ma, I'm a goon. City bitch, jeez. I'm state time. I'm snatching wigs like waistlines. Crack a bitch with my cell phone. Really put her on FaceTime. Wait. That ghost right about to call her. That
life. Oh, so that, what, yo, was there that like a mention of, wait, Game and the guy that was cheating on the, cheating on her really put you on FaceTime? Or was that, or am I, I'm reading too deep?
No, she said, crack a bitch with my cell phone. Like, that's what she, that's
okay,
that's
so she's just being
really
violent.
Put her on FaceTime, yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
She's riding this beat incredibly well. All right.
She killed it.
Crack a bitch with my cell phone. Really put her on FaceTime. Right. That ghost right about to call her. That lifeline getting shorter. R.I.P. Biggie Smalls. Why the fuck they ain't want her? Right. I was cooking in the kitchen. I was minding my business. Now I gotta get gangster. Cause these bitches is haters.
Wait a minute.
Okay. That should just be one verse by itself. I don't care about these other niggas on here. Whatever the hell they're doing. And I think I saw Young Ma standing next to her. Why Young Ma ain't get a verse?
She was just there for the remix. She just showed up, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Young Ma got fuck shit. Young Ma got spit.
She got bars too, though. She got bars. Yeah. Yeah,
like, Jesus Christ. And then, of course, the first time I heard her, she shouted out Tacoma. So I was like, oh, that's my town. All right. So back to Remy, another one. We're a minute and 11 seconds in. And, folks, see how podcasters do it? This is how we turn 3 minutes into an episode. Let's see.
I got another one. I secured a bag, now I got another one. I caught the W, now I got another one. Yo, what's that you be saying, Khaled? Another one. Already took a L, now you got another one. I secured a bag, now I got another one.
Okay, the hook.
I caught the
right.
W, now I got another one. Yo, what's that you be saying, Khaled? Another Heard you calling everyone. Now call him back, cause I got another one. Heard you was kidding, saying I ain't having none. But that's okay, baby, cause now you my son. They like, yo, Rem going again. My flow cold, ain't froze in a pen. You gotta go, low. I keep the dead horse till it don't move. Don't come around me, now I got the crown. See, I beat you with punches at 48, you Ronda Rousey. The wigs and nose.
Ugh, I caught that Ronda Rousey line. There's a pop culture reference I get. Okay, all right, continuing.
You a whole clown, B. I better not ever hear you say anything about me. I came from behind bars like a bottle girl. No candy bars, I raised the bar like a body bell. Old blue Maserati, sort of little shoddy. Put blood in your head, leave your whole damn head red, little yachty. Oh, and if you doubt that.
Okay, wait, what? I think I missed something there. What did I miss?
Oh, the little Yachty reference?
Okay, who is that? Apparently this is a person, Little Yachty.
Yeah, he do it red dread, so leave your head. I mean,
oh,
that was the reference.
Okay, that got him.
Blood in your head, leave your whole damn head red, Little Yachty. Oh, and if you doubt that, you can catch me outside. How about that? When it's dark.
I get that one too, because it was covered on a politics show for some reason. Okay, here we go.
Get hell is hot, I DM your ex. Sitting here now like who I'ma DM next. I handle these bars like a BMX. Get at me, dog, DMX. And I'm waiting for a bitch to talk out of her neck. Cause we got pictures, we got video, and we got text. Yeah.
Whoo, speaking back again, I'm against revenge porn. You know, so it's
nah, but when you got receipts, fam. Maybe you shouldn't put those receipts out, but
yeah, don't
videos, texts, pictures. Damn, she got the whole damn media library.
Yeah, it's like please keep it hip hop without furthering victimization via misogynoir. You know, because a man, you know, you put out a video of him fucking somebody, what that happened with Benzino, sex tape comes out, he gets to be on a reality show. Or if you're a rich white woman, you know, sex tape comes out, you get a reality show, you know.
Your whole family get a reality show, nigga. Your whole family.
Yeah, the whole fam bam.
The whole squad come up.
The already rich, right? Started at the top, now we just levitating. That's what the fuck is happening, right? And, but black woman, sex tape out, she's gone. And she's going to be shunned by black people. Like, don't fucking do that. Don't do that shit, Remy. Don't do that shit.
Nah. Right? Anything else, though, nigga?
Yeah.
I'm all for.
Yeah. You know, spit rhymes. And it's ill that she's showing more of a sense of humor in this one, which is what, on the last episode about this, I was saying, like, Nikki's best bet is to come funny, but now Remy is already doing the funny, so now I don't really know what angle would be most pragmatic for Nikki to use if she does choose to respond.
At this point, she's honestly just better off not responding. I don't think she, like, over the library, if nigga, I've warned you, you didn't listen, here's these motherfucking bars. Here's another track about me enjoying my win. Nah, don't come back at this point. That's anything you got to say is what winners say.
Damn, man. Yeah, and she doesn't really have the edge anywhere. Like, Remy has the street edge. Remy has enough of a foot in the 90s to have the, you know, like, older cats like us and a little older than us, we do have a bit of a generational bias for Remy over a Nicki Minaj. But then Remy is also new enough that she has the eyes of young folks too, you know. And then, I mean, from how I saw her spit, like, she handles a beat better. Like, she's a stronger vocalist. Like, Nicki Minaj is a very good entertainer. She is entertaining. She's very funny. She does all sorts of wacky little characters. But, like, Remy has a core, you know, and I don't think Nicki Minaj really has any, a real foundation that she comes from where, like, all those characters come from. I think she's really, like, it's almost like Clintonian. It's just finger in the wind. Where am I and what appeals to the group I'm in front of right now? Yeah.
There was a time where, like, I would hear a couple of Nicki tracks, and I'm like, okay, she got bars. She got bars from time to time, but, like, on Remy has had bars since before she went to jail. Like, she was killing motherfuckers before, you know, she did a bid. So it's not like this comes as any surprise or should come as any surprise.
Yeah, and then an excerpt from a Papoose interview made Remy even cooler, where he said she walked in the studio, she was rude to everybody, and put her feet up on the furniture, and I was like, damn, I like her. Like that.
Hey.
Like, all right.
Shit.
Damn, there's a bunch of folks commenting, and I cannot see all of your comments. I'm going to go ahead and, I'm going to open up the other smart device to see if I can see everyone's gosh darn comments here. Because there are there are several of you, and you're, I know Afina left several comments. Dooba doo, skip bop, ba flibba doo. Oh yeah, go to William J. Jackson, and it's we're live right now, so it's the latest post.
Yeah, I see it.
And I know for the podcast listeners, they're like, "What the fuck?" Oh, and I'm gonna share one of my Facebook memories too later today. It's that video clip from the debate where a breath mint came out of Ted Cruz's mouth, and it was just riding his lip while he was talking. That shit is nasty, nigga. That shit is fucking gross. It's hilarious.
Ugh. And you had, like, he had to have felt it. Like, he ain't got much lip, fam. Like, I just not know it's there.
He ain't got no lip.
I got some big ass lips. If a motherfucking Tic Tac is sitting on my lips, I kind of should feel it.
Afina wants to hear the Drake audio. Let us know which Drake audio we're looking for, and then I'll hit that up. And then someone with no profile picture, but it says Ty Collins, said Nicki Minaj got this. Remy Betta, watch out. You sure about that one?
Got. With what?
I'm not getting like
even her. Honestly, even when she was beefing with Lil' Kim, like the track she put out, I was like, okay, not impressed. But giving your pop, like when you got like a huge fan base against somebody that's older and doesn't have like the old, doesn't have a fan base anymore or as much of a fan base.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to put out bullshit because you got to beat the champ to beat the champ. So basically, you got to take somebody else's fans to, like, quote unquote, win a beef. But in reality, like, all you got to do is give somebody bars. Like, I'm sorry. There's at this point, there's nothing. I don't see anything that Nicki could do, given her past library, that would, like, add up to this. Sorry.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, Nicki is not known for MCing. Like, Nicki is known basically for her image. That's it. Like, that's what she's known for. Like, Remy is a known MC. Like, that. And then, like, and if folks want to talk the visuals, like, she one of the greatest things that she did, and I don't think I would put the label feminist on it. I think it was just dope. Where in the Lean Back video, she had her hand on the back of some dude's head while she was driving and having him go down on her while she's driving.
Oh, yeah.
And she didn't mention it in the lyrics. It was just a short, like, 3 seconds of visual.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, that shit was clowning.
Yeah. Nah, but you know what? I'll say this about Nicki. Nicki got a cold-ass delivery. And, like, as an MC, like, you do really need that. Like, I put her in the same category as I would put, like, Snoop. Like, I'm not going to get bars from Snoop, but, like, anything that nigga say, smooth as a motherfucker, damn it. A, B, C, D, D, P, G. Nigga, I didn't even make that up. That's an actual lyric. Like, quit playing with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And like, Snoop does have some spits.
And it's entertaining. And it's, like, and it's good shit. If that's your speed, it's good shit. But, like, I don't want to hear bars from Snoop in a fucking beef. Not really. Right. I mean, the last time I wanted to hear this from this nigga in a beef was like...
Pimp Slapped at Suge Knight?
Shit. 9-7, maybe? 9-8? That's it.
You know what's ill, though? About your beef? Like, this is when I realized, like, how fast the internet could really move. Because we had the internet. And this is... The only social media was BlackPlanet.com at this time. Everything else was forum websites. Shit. And And fucking, so Method Man had went on the radio and he said that Snoop was the worst rapper actor that there was. And then Snoop called into that radio station and said, the beef is on. And then later that day, Method Man called in and apologized. Yeah, like that was how fast shit went. And I'm pretty sure that Meth can handle Snoop in a battle. It wouldn't even be fair at all. It would be like practice for Meth. You know, but fucking, but he did back down from Snoop, like, on the spot within hours.
Because it's never just Snoop.
That's another factor.
Think about that. It's not just Snoop. You're going to have to come for, like, a whole West Coast.
Yeah, because you got all the rappers that's down with him, all the little niggas in the street who you are now in danger of that want to get stripes. And then, also, let's not forget, when this happened, this was like late 2002, early 2003. So you're going to have the rise of 50 Cent coming against you. Eminem is there. D12 is there. Royce the 5'9 hadn't left yet. Like, you got
Nickel, yes.
Yeah, you got a lot of MCs at you. Let me see if Fina in the chat space said, you know that in film, they always show a chick going down on an ugly guy, but rarely a woman getting hers. And Nikki is out goofing off with models. She don't even have the same lifestyle and intensity as Remy. Yeah. Oh, she said play the Drake audio she linked below. What? Holy heck, Dawn. I am scrolling for it. You know, Facebook Live is messing up, because I am not...
Yo, okay. I wasn't tripping.
You found it?
All right. Nah. That's why I was like, what audio? I don't even see anything. Yeah.
You know what? Afina, shoot it at me in a private message on the Facebooks. And then that way I'll get it right there in the notification and I can loke that shit up. You know which one I really enjoyed? Was Hollow Tip and C-Lim in Sacramento. I liked when they were going at each other. Because, like, I think that those two are lyrically equals. You know, they're both, you know, belligerent crippin'. And that was a damn good fun battle to follow.
My nigga said belligerent crippin', though. Oh my god. Wait, no. I wasn't ready.
It was belligerent crippin', it was.
Oh, damn, nigga. What kind of... I need to know what kind of other crippin' there is outside of belligerent crippin'. Is there, like... content crippin'? Is there how many breakdowns or categories of crippin' have you determined and developed and discovered thus far, sir? I need to know.
That's fun. You make it sound like I'm a geologist. Like, and you know what? Content crippin', that's kind of like what Ice Cube is. Like people be surprised when they find out he's a 111th Street neighborhood crip, because he's a content crip. He's okay. Or like MC Ren, people be surprised. They're like, he's from Kelly Park? Yes, MC Ren's from Kelly Park. He's a he's a content crip. He need not flag on you.
I mean, fair. Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Yeah.
See?
Content crippin' and belligerent crippin'. I like that. Chef Boyar Crip. We could find all sorts of crips. All right, I got the notification in the private message. This is a fun podcast episode for the weekend. Oh, wait, I keep saying the weekend. Okay, folks, I don't go to the warehouse on Fridays. All right. So the weekend is now for me. Right now.
Tell me you've heard, Pusha T's diss track to Wayne. Or what was a Drake and Lil Wayne diss? Called Exodus 23-1?
No. Drake diss Lil Wayne?
No. This was Pusha T dissing Drake and Lil Wayne.
Pusha T? Oh, that nigga mad. Nigga mad. Because to me, Clips, as a duo, they were a great Jay-Z impression, and that was gonna fizzle out.
I don't know. I fuck with Pusha T, so...
Yeah, I fuck with Hove, too. Afina Loco said, but compare the unfortunate for that with the Remy song. Oh, compare the instrumental. Oh, she's talking about the, she wasn't talking about the lyrics or the vocalist. She was talking about the beat. Okay. It was, the beat.
They sound pretty similar. And they got the same pace and tempo. Like, that's why I was thinking it was the same, the exact same beat, but it just sounds like it's sampled from it.
Yeah. And I can bring a second person in on Skype. On Skype, I'm William Jackson, and I'm on right now. And when you find it, the image should say "not amused Negrotarian." Yeah, it'd be just me with my glasses on, like a very close on the face shot. And yeah, that beat—that's not a beat that I would rhyme over. Like battling, dissing somebody, I would. I think I'd probably go with something funky, like. Like, I would actually want something that people could boogie to and dance to so that they want to listen to it even after they're not interested in the battle anymore.
So you're trying to get your T.I. on. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, or even,
What was that? What was happening? Where he was dissing Shorty Mac? Or Shoddy Low?
He dissed Shoddy Low?
Yeah, they had a beef.
Damn, all you gotta do to diss him is just rhyme. Shoddy Low is so whack.
Okay, so you know that song Day No?
Nah.
From Shoddy Low? Alright, that was actually a diss track to... Well, it was a veiled diss track to T.I.
Veiled, yeah. Diss track.
Veiled. Yeah.
Alright, so let's see. So, yeah, Fina Loco. Yeah, try to find me on the old Skype Arena there. And, so this is Pusha T and it's Exodus. Wait, have I heard this before? Let me see. You may have laced me up with this in 2014. Or no, that would be 2015. Okay, the Re-Up Gang. They do gang-related things. God damn, the nigga got a 7-Eleven lighter. And he's fucking using a beer can to toke a reefer toke.
Nigga, that's Norfolk. That's downtown Norfolk. Like,
Oh, shoot.
I used to be stationed out that way. Yeah, it's real. It's parts of Norfolk, nigga. A Compton nigga will not go. Okay.
All right, Ricky. Ricky, keep the show going while I get the 8-year-old something to eat.
All right.
It's on you. Ricky's hosting this shit.
Why are we doing this? You know I'm rusty, nigga. Why are we?
Yes.
Don't do this.
Yes.
Don't do this.
Ricky.
8-year-olds don't need to eat so damn early.
What?
Hey y'all, I'm Rusty, so hope y'all doing well. I don't know what's going on with my sound. I was actually going to try to finish the track while he was gone, but don't look like that's going to work either. So, Fina wants to know if you can type your username. I'll type it in for you. I got you, Fina. Give me just a sec. Double check. Athena, I just sent that over to you, William's username, so you can hop in when he gets back. All right, so since I don't have any audio to play, yeah, I was going to try to go through and respond to some of the comments, but this Facebook Live really is tripping, huh? Wow. Okay.
All right, Ricky's having a good time.
I've been quiet as a church mouse. Quit playing.
Huh?
I said I've been quiet as a church mouse, man. Quit playing. I told you I'm rusty.
What? You weren't keeping the show going?
I said hello, and yeah, I sent over Athena your Skype name.
Okay.
Try to hop in.
Okay, yeah, that's an option,
right? I don't have my audio working.
All right, so back to this clips. So I'll edit that out and post. Let me I'll just take a look at the Audacity and mark the time there. Okay, 46 minutes. Okay, so at 46 minutes, I gotta do some editing. There we go. All right, clips. All right, let me get to the lyrics.
People, how you praying to God? Move your kids, have you hiding your mom? Because when you hide behind the mother...
Wait, he's dissing Wayne and...
Drake.
Wayne and Drake, all right.
Yeah. Niggas, but they ain't killers, they ain't pulling them triggers. Fuck niggas. People, how you keying our cars? Heart broke, yours don't look like ours.
Them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you.
Throwing that flag up, running around, you hot shit. Taking half of everything you get.
Yeah, them niggas ain't.
Contract all fucked up. I guess that means you all fucked up. You signed to one nigga, then signed to another nigga, then signed to three niggas. Now that's bad luck. Damn that shit, even the odds now. You better off selling this hard now. You call it living out your dreams? You can't fly without your wings. You get it. Jeremy Scott's all camouflage. You can't hide it from yourself, career sabotage. I was really in that travel lodge. You just lying through your catalogs. Where the blood and the battle scars? We the ones the judge juggling them gavels on. Put me to the body, nigga. Verse 48, put us to them bodies, nigga. Round here, we don't play that. A to the K that, spray that, lay back. Can keep your beats, nigga. We much rather shit your bitch, nigga. Bitch, nigga. 3 million, can't hide that. It shows in the homes, I done tried that. That's why you'll never be my neighbors. Smile as you waving, but we know you niggas hate us. Fuck you playing games for. Don't be scared, get everything you came for. They got you talking that big shit. Little do you know we don't miss shit.
Okay.
Them niggas using you as a pawn. You see they never loaded they guns. Now you out here all by yourself. Ask Steve Jobs, wealth don't buy health. Yeah. Beef is best served like steak. Well done, get a gun in your face. Bitch nigga. People have you praying to God. Move your kids, have you hiding your mom. Beef is when you hide behind the mother niggas. But they ain't killers, they ain't pulling them triggers. Fuck niggas. How you keying our cars? Heart broke. Yours don't look like ours.
Them niggas ain't dying for you.
That was mean.
Yo. That's some shit where, again, not the nigga to fuck with. I'm not even gonna drop a diss track. I'm just gonna ignore it. Sometimes, just keep your money and shut the fuck up. Keep your money, keep your fans. Don't say anything.
Yeah, because someone said more inane trivia, who gives a fuck? You did, because you clicked on it and commented. That's who gives a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that's that's enough. That kind of explains that you give a fuck.
Folks online still haven't realized that.
You wasted time out your day. Yeah, like, you took time out your day. It was you that gave a fuck, actually. Yeah.
Yep. Quite much of one, to where you put your labor into it. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and screenshot that in case they try to delete it. Like, oh, I got clowned. I gotta delete it now.
Yeah. Why you still being mean, nigga? Damn. Damn it, Pete. Shit. Over here, let me screenshot this W. See, you over here getting your Remy on, just fucking circling the track after you done won. Bullshit.
It's giving me the little spinning circle loading. Let me check my time. Okay, 57 minutes. I got to go to 57 minutes and 46 minutes. Okay, now you're merged in. All right, that that did not work the first time. You were talking about the first.
There we go.
You were talking about the first time that you heard Nicki Minaj.
Why did you fall into that?
Oh, you know what? Because I'm old and I'm an old person. I saw her name, and that was how I said it. Because I in 2005 I disabled my cable box from going to MTV, BET, or VH1, and I just stopped following popular culture. So when I first saw her name, I just like read it in a thread on like on an old forum website, and I was like, "Does that say Nicki Minaj? What the hell is that?" And somebody was like, "She's a rapper. She's really hot." And I was like, "I don't care about that. Can she rap?" And they're like, "She's really hot and she's catchy." And I was like, "But can she rap?" And then somebody played a verse of hers, and I was like, "Oh, that's why you won't talk about her raps."
I don't see why people think it's so cool when she does her growling and cartoonish crap. I don't get it.
It's entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, for a little while, it worked for DMX. Like, it's worked for DMX for damn near 2 decades. Okay, fuck that.
Well, DMX could tell some stories though, like he had that Damien series and stuff like that.
Nigga, don't be making sense, okay? Oh, don't be making sense right now. It's a Friday.
No,
you're not supposed to be making sense on Friday.
No logic.
Over here expecting to be logical in a sound discussion and shit. What the fuck?
Oh. So, have you guys watched Get Out?
Not yet. I need to go see that pretty soon, though.
I think some white people on my torrent site are butthurt and won't upload it because they're thinking it's racist against white people. Like,
I don't,
honestly.
White people do not understand what racist means.
Right? How hard is it to differentiate between racism and prejudice?
And prejudice, like, it's not the same thing.
Right.
This is racist! Wait a minute, this one movie created an entire system where now we oppress white people?
Right.
How do I get to this place?
You see, I think, I think that
I
these folks...
I want to see it as black supremacy. I would love to see that, for real.
I need to see that for, like, I just want to be there for a month. Can somebody see me for a month? Just send me, where, because clearly, if you believe in multiverse theory, this place exists. Okay? And somewhere... there is a legitimate cry that white lives matter.
Right.
Somewhere. Not in this fucking universe or galaxy. So, nah.
Somebody made a really interesting point the other day, and I had to basically regurgitate it on my Facebook the other day. These white people that complain about what's going on with people trying to speak out against the racism, they may not hate black people, but they certainly don't care enough to actually say anything. So that in and of itself, I mean, it's bad enough. So why would somebody, I mean, it's just, it fucking blows my mind. So back to Get Out. When I saw that freaking trailer, I was just like, it was so creepy. And thrillers get me the most. And seeing as how I grew up with a narcissistic parent, all that gaslighting and manipulation and shit, that really gets to me. And that was all throughout the freaking film. Or the trailer, at least. So, that movie is gonna be insane. They've made, what, $30 million in less than a week?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Right?
Somewhere, what's his name? Nate Parker is bitter as shit right now.
Oh, fuck Nate Parker.
Even though he made a profit, a handsome one at that. So.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I haven't been to the movie theater in a long time, you know, because, I mean, first I just, I got bored with new movies, and then they started shooting up movie theaters. And then the Best Man Holiday came out, and I was like, oh, yeah, oh, you know what? I'm going to break my theater rule, and I'm going to go see Best Man Holiday. And then then another white dude shot someone in the theater, and I was like, I'll wait for it to be on Netflix. So I finally saw that. But now, this year, like, I like...
We ruined everything. You ruined everything.
As soon as you want to do something, the white man has a gun that's like, nah, nah. And I think, yeah, this year I want to try to break that rule again. Because I like ignorant action. And so I definitely want to see Jason Statham in the car fast driving movie. And
car fast driving movie.
Right, what is it? Right. They're furious fast.
I don't fucking know. Fast and Furious
Jason Statham.
All right, let me check on the child.
Yeah, the new one has he's in it.
Oh really?
What number are we on? Like 32?
About 35.
Fast and 32 horses. not the slightest clue.
I think I missed half of the first one, and that was it.
I mean, I like them, but you know, I just shit. Y'all just gonna keep making more, like
right? Damn. Even after one of the main guys got killed, like
yeah, like y'all just
they need to let that shit go.
Isn't there a Transformers movie coming out this year too? Like, I just need to see some robots and shit blow up.
I don't know, but Shia LaBeouf. He ruined it.
Yes, there is one. The Transformers The Last Night.
Really?
Yes. I don't even... June 23rd? Yeah. I'm gonna see this. I don't really... I don't go and expect much when I go to Transform. Go to see a Transformers movie. You know what you expect to see when you walk into a Transformers movie? So that you enjoy the Transformers movie? Explosions? And shit. And robots.
Yep. That's what I like.
Like, don't go expecting shit else. Don't go expecting a wonderful storyline with a transformative plot and a killer twist. Nah, fuck that shit. Like, I just want to go robot shoot niggas and blow up stuff. Like, alien robots, nigga. Why not?
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what the hell I want. And then Netflix, like, and I know every year it seems to be the exact same thing. And this is where I gotta critique the, what a lot of us call FAUX, the social justice crowd. The people that they do, fake outrage for clickbaits. Cause you know what's gonna happen? We have Netflix. Orange is the New Black. It's cleared for another season. It's gonna drop. Someone's gonna watch it, and then they're gonna make a blog post to say, I hate it again, even though I hated it last year and the year before, and I pay for this Netflix account, so I'm gonna keep paying for something I hate, because that's their investment into paying for something they hate, because then that blog post is gonna get them a whole bunch of kickbacks on their PayPal. Like, I see your business model. You don't actually hate it, or you wouldn't keep watching it. You actually like it, but you pick out parts that you know your audience will dislike, and then...
Yeah.
And then you amplify them on your blog posts, and you're full of shit. But then, and I've said this so many times, and the people, I think those people know they're full of shit, because they see me saying it, they see the post, they hear the podcast, and they still follow my content. And it's like, I know you people are fucking full of shit. And then, so there's that, then there's Wentworth, I strongly recommend on Netflix.
I love Wentworth.
Yeah, Wentworth is the shit, damn.
This shit is raw. Like,
yes.
For real. They could use some more black people, but it's fucking good.
Well, with them down there, they're going to have Aboriginal folks.
Right.
Like, yeah, like, that's what, like, Doreen and Doreen's sister who came in and visited a couple times. And the one that that Governor Ferguson was obsessed with in the other prison, Jendaya. She was, Aboriginal folks. And I think that's what the officer, whose name is William Jackson, him too.
Oh my god, the way that the last episode went down, they better release that shit, like, ASAP for the next season.
Yeah, it's the writing.
I cannot even imagine how they're gonna freaking tie up the last season or two. Who knows how long it's gonna last.
Yeah, because you have no B. Smith. B. Smith's girlfriend survived. this shit's gonna be raw, you know. Yeah, and then Bill Burr's F is for Family, you know, a new season of that's dropping. But no more Maron. Mark Maron's show is over. That last season was the last
Outlander's one. Outlander's coming back either this month or next. Outlander's really good. Back to music wise, I know Trey Songz is dropping his album towards the end of this month, and I don't know who else is. I'm trying to keep up with that stuff. I just now discovered Childish Gambino. Like, how in the hell did I not know about this guy? Like, I know Donald Glover as an actor, but his music is insane. So him, Jidenna, and Solange, those, and a couple others, those are the albums that I've been really, really liking.
Donald Glover raps?
No, like rap slash hip hop type dealio.
You didn't know Donald? Yeah,
it's really interesting.
He's a, hey, I swear to God. Donald Glover is the inspiration for anybody who really, really wants to be something. Because this motherfucker was a budding comedian, budding actor, had a wonderful, like, smooth-ass acting career, and was like, fuck this shit, nigga. I'm gonna drop out and be a rapper, nigga.
Right? Like, wait, did he really actually officially drop out of acting?
No, he hasn't, but it's just, he took a break.
It is pretty impressive. Like, I was like, holy shit, this dude.
For a good while.
Yeah. And he did one of the songs from Get Out. If you want, I could play it. I don't know if y'all would be able to hear it well.
I have pretty decent audio.
Okay.
Let's see. And also, because when I play it, the audio, because I'm recording the podcast audio, and it goes directly into that feed, so I get, I get a real clean recording for the iTunes folks.
Look up Childish Gambino Redbone.
Childish Gambino Redbone. Oh, keep in mind. I guess you could probably tell
Redbone
by now.
Redbone is one word.
I'm a heavy-handed critic. Like, I get mean. All right. If I don't like something, I'm.
My beard's a free spirit.
Oh my gosh! With the YouTube ads, I don't care.
I was just thinking that.
My beard's a free spirit. No, my beard's a free spirit. Your beard is tame. All right, my beard is a problem.
It is so funny. It is great to actually finally hear you rather than just read your stuff. Because I think you've been on my Facebook for a while now.
Yeah, I think there must have been a different account. Because I thought that you were a new person coming along. And then I think
I changed the first name that I had. Because first, it was Paloma, which is my real name. And then I changed it to Feminista. But then Facebook was like, that ain't your real name. Change it. So I had to go with one of my middle names.
Okay. Yeah, so you've probably
which
been
sucks,
around for like 3 years.
Because if you're trying to avoid stalkers and everything, they really make it hard for you to go ghost on people.
Yeah.
Right? See, as a cis male, like, that's what I simply never have to deal with. Like, even there's times where, like, when somebody sends me a penis picture, I just type back, oh, well, thank you, but no, I'm not really interested, young man. But, hey, you have a great day. And then they type back, like, oh, sorry about that, bro. I was reading your post, and I thought maybe you'd be interested. Oh, no, we're cool. And then they go away nice and polite. Like, that's how easy it is. Even getting hit on by men is different when you're a man. All right.
Did you see my post yesterday about how difficult it is to went out in public and a grown man asks a woman for something or invades their personal space, we actually have to hesitate and assess the situation before we can actually figure out whether or not it would be safe to say, give me my space and whatever else. Like, you know, it's just... I'm sorry, I'm random. But you brought up the whole Facebook and dick pics and shit. Guys are so fucking fragile. I'm sorry.
They are. We are.
It's okay.
I don't know.
Performed masculinity is a problem. Like, there is natural masculinity, there's natural femininity, but this what we've been trained to perform is a big Martha Fracken problem.
Yep.
You know? Yeah, that's shit.
It's all about ego.
Yeah, where they're like, it's locker room talk. Really? I've been in locker rooms and I didn't say that shit. All right. All right. So Childish Gambino, Redbone, from the Get Out soundtrack. Let's see what's happening here. All right. Very Hotep-y with the visuals.
You caught that, Scuba.
I'm wondering when he starts rapping. I'm ready to get my critique on. Is that him?
Yeah.
That's what he sounds like. All right. Is not rapping. Where's the...
That's just one song.
Okay.
Check out the lyrics after you listen to the rest.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
Lyrics are.
I think the reason why
I brought it up was because the lyrics really speak to what's going on today with quote unquote staying woke, which is in part of the lyrics, and it ties into the movie as well because it also references the covert racism that people face today rather than the outright stuff.
Okay. I should probably, as a hip-hop head and a hip-hop participant myself, what I'm gunning for, like, the first things I'm looking for when I'm listening to an MC is rhyme skills and or delivery. Right? Like subject matter and like point of view and like how they tackle topics, that's not as high of a priority. Like, I want skilled MCs. Like, if folks just want to say something that people agree with, well, just write a speech. You know, write a book, write an essay, write an op-ed. Like, when you get on that mic, bring those skills. Now, let's see. So, this here is one that says Childish Gambino Freestyle for Hot 97.
Oh, yeah, that's actually pretty decent.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, here we go with the YouTube ads. No, I'm not going to get Bud Light. I drink Old English. Damn it.
I like Angry Orchard. Fuck beer.
Let's see. Hot 97.
Are you DJing over there?
Just a little loopy loop.
From the streets. From the streets. Let me see.
What's
he
got?
Yeah, Rosenberg. I've been grinding my whole life, nigga. I've been grinding my whole life, Rosenberg. I've been grinding my whole life, fam.
What is this?
This dude better impress me soon. Like,
hold on, fam. I'm gonna find you something decent.
Yeah,
I'll be right by your side. Radio play me that new 3005. Beano won't die, illest rapper alive. See what's up with Fredo when I'm out in the shy. Murder everything I touch, but I don't know why. And he can get the business. Girlfriend love me. Turn it up, who is this? Shots at your fitted. Ra-ta-ta. Are we not that fly? Are we not young guy? Is this not black excellence? I could lie to you people, but my soul...
No, no, it's not, actually. This is not excellent at all. What?
Let me shoot you something a little bit better than that, sir.
This young man needs a talking to.
We could do an intervention.
There you go.
He is kind of problematic in some.
I thought it was the one on. Yeah, he is. Who isn't?
All right, let's see. Let me did it. I always have.
Or
to
should hit. I say he has been
the one?
Nobody's problematic forever. Or they don't have to be so.
Live and direct.
Okay, he's on Sway. You don't slack when you go on Sway.
I wonder when music's gonna last.
All that other bullshit.
Gravelly.
Is here today and going tomorrow. Yeah.
I like this beat. Yeah. It's a cool beat.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Spit.
Let him speak. I know I'm meek, but the mill's louder. Watch the throne, kings kill. When the prince feels power, it's the real deal. Holy field, holy shit, holy grail. Silver spoon, coon, young buffoon. Yeah, they know me well. I'm making moves, couldn't lose. Doing Parker Lewis. Hot on my own, self-immolate, I could be a Buddhist. Hot on my own, check your tone, check your stance, homie. You don't even like me, you just trying to get my fans, homie. So nerdy, but the flow wordy. Brain freezing with the flow slurpee. Ice cold, but you know I burn cash like I had herpes. Not true, but I'm that dirty. Niggas quit being hot, man, cold turkey. While I'm out in Kauai, man, soul searching. And these niggas be afraid, and I'm so certain. Cause they don't know what to do when the world's broken. A lot of people try and go and talk shit, but your girl stopped me on the street like it's stopping frisking. A bunch of D-dots wanna talk a lot of shit, but that's cool cause in the real world they really don't exist. It's all because the internet. Chance made millions, time made millions. Damn.
His pauses are like so typical. Like so many rappers today are like generic versions of 2006 right. Lil Wayne. Like, they all just heard Wayne's mixtapes in 06 and said, that's what we're doing for the next decade.
He's actually coming off the dome, though, which you don't always see.
Is he really? You think yeah. he's that skilled that this is off the top?
Yeah. Because it's just off enough as far as, like, it making sense. Because, like, I don't even know how to explain it.
Have y'all heard Jadena's new album?
Who?
Right.
Jadena.
I am so behind on everything, yo. Like,
oh my god. This is probably the best album I've heard in like over a decade.
That is not true because all rap to William did not exist after 2004.
Because with Jadena's album, he covers all sorts of different genres throughout the whole thing. So there's something for everybody.
But is did it happen before 2004?
Yeah, I tell you, you have no idea how ignorant I am.
If it didn't happen before 2004, William does not listen to it or know it.
Okay, look up...
Ask that nigga about any track in 1997 now. Watch this. Corrupts Ghetto Symphony.
What, Ghetto Symphony?
No, I'm sorry. Corrupts Trilogy.
Okay, I was about to say, Ghetto Symphony was on Snoop Dogg's No Limit Top Dog album, sir.
Yeah, it is. I meant Trilogy, sorry.
Yeah, Trilogy, that was the one that had the really dramatic symphony strings in it. That was a very... It was on the Streets as a Mother album.
Nigga, exactly my point. Thank you for proving my point.
Okay, check out... Jadena, Chief Don't Run.
How am I spelling this?
J-I-D-E-N-N-A.
N-N-A. And then what's the track name?
Chief Don't Run.
All right. Chief Don't Run. All right, Chief.
Let's... I'll be running, nigga. You know,
I love you, William.
Hey, I just want to sell.
Oh, here we go with the ads. Yes, CarMax, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to get my tax return. I'm not buying a car. We have one car for this household because we're poor. Not buying another car.
I can't even drive.
Nigga, why are you over here cussing out the damn ad, though? It can't hear you.
I'd be tripping on... If I had the time, I would go through my archives and make a best of me yelling at YouTube ads. That could be like a 45-minute episode.
Watch it.
Yeah, just yelling at YouTube ads. I do that so much. All right, this guy. All right, so somebody's wiping sweat from his brow. All right, that guy. Oh, the Razor Bump Solidarity. All right.
Razor Bump Solidarity?
Yeah, one of the brothers in there had wicked razor bumps.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, where are they going with this? Is he spying on somebody?
You ruined it.
What kind of NSA shit is this? He's spying on holograms. This nigga's a creep. This shit sound West Coast. No, the chief don't run. The chief don't. No, the chief don't run. Yeah, why he look like Matt Damon, yo? Like,
what? You know, he's actually Nigerian and white.
Okay, I was like, that's
so he's like got a lot of really African roots that he all throughout the album.
Okay, so. I just the visually the white part jumped out at me. Like he looks like a creepy businessman. Let's see. All right. So 57 seconds in, and I haven't heard a rhyme yet.
Before the red cups in the backwoods smoke, me and mom in the shack in the woods, bro. I was sleeping on the floor with the oven door open while I dreamt about the places that I would go. We'll go door to door to door all day. We'll begging them to lay up in they foyer. Yeah. I was sitting with the hookers in the motel hallway, waiting on a blind audition like it's Broadway. Now they mad at looking like a fleet of foxes. Rat pack, chief of staff like Sinatra. Eat, drink, swing, nigga, that's the mantra. Better stand when I speak, nigga, fix your posture. Chief,
too many of these rappers these days rap alike. I think that's something that bothers me. They all have a very similar delivery, very similar vocal projection. They sound so much alike. Like, I remember when you could hear so many different voices from rapper to rapper. You had Scarface and what he was doing, DMX and how he was rhyming, Method Man, Redman, how Snoop was rhyming, how Daz or Corrupt would come off. You know, like all these different ways of spitting, Busta Rhymes and what he was bringing to the table, how Eve came out rapping, not just on some gender shit, but like her own style, Beanie Siegel, Jadakiss, Cannabis, like all these different ways of rapping. And now, like, it's the rappers are like, they're like boy bands. Like, they are so, they're polished off and ready to be presented before they go out there. When I remember when we used to be able to hear an artist grow while they were already famous, because you just got on because you were dope and you could spit. And like, and then you hear him grow in front of you. Like, if you go back and like listen to the Slim Shady LP, like, he was not studio professional on that one. Like, his ad-libs were off, his like double vocals, those were off. You know, he wasn't riding the beat as clean as he was on, like, the Eminem Show album. You know, but, like, these rappers now, it's like, what, do they send them all to the same fucking generic rapper boot camp for the summer and then fucking release them? They're trained. These are trained rappers. They're hurting my feelings, man. Ricky, we gotta rap.
Shit's entertaining. I rock with it from time to time.
Don't run, baby, where the papa? Wanted me to be a lawyer, engineer, doctor. The new godfather, keep your old mobsters. Matter of fact, you can keep your old Oscars. It's the mind never dies now. I'm on a yacht with a prince in Dubai now. I'm with the Dalai Lama's homies in the Sky Lounge. Cocktails got me loosening my tie now. They say a papa never honored in his homeland. That's fine. Cheap nigga, welcome to your funeral.
Ah, they're pouring a beverage that I recently had.
Is it good?
It's a cognac, Martell.
It's a cognac.
I enjoyed it myself.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where I kind of like to have it with some water, like just a little bit of water and ice. And, you know, sit back. But that's it. That's if I know that I have nothing to do, because I'm going to go in on that one and then listen to 90s rap. All right, this guy. You know what? I was going over a top 10 rapper list and complaining about who they had. Like, who's another one of these folks that I can complain about? Or should we wrap this thing up?
Let me see. I'm not a fan. Nobody I could really think of.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, because I really don't know who these folks are anymore. Like, I mean, I have my iTunes open right now, and I could start skipping around. Like, you're going to hear pop, and I have the audiobook of Mein Kampf for some reason. And, but, like, when you hear the rap, you know, it's going to... Yeah, the audiobook of Mein Kampf. Yeah, because I want to know what the hell was going on with this Hitler guy, and I downloaded...
Is it somebody with a German accent reciting it?
You know what? I don't think so. I think they got someone either...
That would be far more disturbing, I'm sure.
Yeah. And, you know, I got the audiobook in, like, 2012 or 13. And, but now I think it's a lot more interesting to listen to, given these current political climate.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm in the 90s. I'm over here with the... Turn the volume up a notch and watch the Bolok. Bolok, make the speakers pop.
So turn the volume up a notch and watch the remote.
Victim number one got gunned. Now it's time for victim number two. Shots from the 50 caliber desert.
The 90s hip hop was a genre in and of itself. And I don't think that we would be doing any service to that genre to try to replicate it.
No.
I think that, hey, in this day and age, people want it to be more clean. And I mean that can't always be bad. I mean, it just depends on who carries it out, you know?
But I think the hardcore will come back, though, because people are more aware. Like, they're not going to recreate the music. Like, because, I mean, there was, you know, on the West Coast, you had that funk and you had that mob shit and that Bay Area sound. And the South, they weren't crunk yet. The South was like the West Coast remixed at that time. You know, on the East Coast, they had their heavier boom bap, and some of it got relatively dramatic with how they would do the production. Very heavy snares with producers like Premier. And then you had, like, some funk elements with guys like Eric Sermon. And, yeah, they can't recreate that, but that really hardcore, the I don't give a fuck, I'll shoot you in your fucking face attitude, like, I think that's gonna be coming back. Because of the way these young people are seeing folks respond to Black Lives Matter and police brutality tapes. Because, like at the beginning of the 90s, you know, 1992 was the Rodney King, you know, and then the beating and the police getting off, and then the uprising, I don't call it a riot, you know, and then Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and RBX, they did The Day the Niggas Took Over on the Chronic album in early 93. And shit continued on like that. And then, like, another common thread you'll hear in gangster rap in the 90s is niggas critiquing Bill Clinton. Like, niggas was bloggers way before, where they were talking about Clinton and Bush and how much they didn't like them. And some older heads were still talking about shit from Reagan. You know, and I think that shit's gonna be happening. Like, you're gonna hear young folks who are not ignorant by definition of the word, that you're going to hear critique of Obama, and you're going to hear what they don't like about Trump. And as far as cholo rap, you know, I've always liked cholo rap. You know, they're definitely going to be talking about these ICE raids, and they see a world. And now they already knew that white supremacy and a lot of white folks didn't give a fuck about them and hated them, but now they can actually go on a white supremacist Facebook page and see the person saying, yes, I fucking hate you. They can see the president denying that he knows who David Duke is. Like, this shit's archived. They can go on YouTube and pull up clips. Like, there's gonna be a way more informed, angry young people coming up in art. So, like, yeah, over the next decade, we might see some pretty good shit. Gosh darn right. Alright, I think I'll wrap it up here, right? WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Have a good one. And then that's just where I click stop on the podcast audio.